said, my favorite detail of the bit you said about having the bullets inside of him was that he sets off the metal detector,
right?
Immediately freaking them all out.
He's got a weapon.
And then they go, and then they pull up the X-ray where they can see the bullets inside him. And they're like, that's just how tough he is. And they were like, well, why didn't you let the doctors like take the bullets out of you? And he's like, souvenirs.
Yeah, which is, that's a classic Macho Man comeback. And he doesn't, what's beautiful is that I almost thought the way that they set it up that they'd have more of that, but they don't. They really just let him almost be almost completely silent a lot of the time and really just use his punching and kicking as his mouthpiece. Like,
yeah, well, because his performance isn't modeled after like what would have been really popular around that time, which would have been like those 80s action stars, like the guys like Stallone or Schwarzenegger,
right?
Or, you know, like you would think that they could have leaned into making him something like that if he wanted to. But I actually watched the interview with Louis Fan that was included in the special features, and he had a lot of really interesting things to say, which was that one, his dad was a martial artist who did a lot of Shaw Brothers films, including Sammo Hung, Jackie Chan, Chang Cheh movies. And his dad's actually in the movie. He's playing the assistant warden.
Cyclops?
Cyclops in the film, yes. And so this was, I think, one of the first times he acted with his dad. But he said from the age of a kid, he was like on those sets, and he fucking like loved watching Jackie Chan and Sammo Hung. And he was like, these guys are like my idols. He was like, I would like tape all of their movies, and I would slow them down, and I would copy their moves. And so when it was so funny watching this interview, which I think was from like the late 90s, around the time that the DVD came out, he was basically bemoaning what he called the special effects era. And he honestly felt that he was like, you know, he's like, man, I wish I grew up, you know, when my dad did, when the Shaw Brothers guys were making their movies, when Bruce Lee was making movies, you know, like these were the guys and fighting styles that he idolized and the screen presences that he idolized. So that's why you don't, I think, find him doing that kind of performance. Like, he sees himself more as like a Jackie Chan or a Bruce Lee, and that's what he wanted to be. And he even said that he would study like the way that they would turn their head, you know, based on where the camera was placed and like all that kind of stuff. And so and in that way, I think he gives actually a pretty striking performance as Riccio, because he knows it's so physical, and he knows like exactly how to, you know, do the, you know, the Bruce Lee flex or yell or get like a really sick like Jackie kick in or something that. And there's something so cool about how classical he's trying to be with his physical performance and how very modern and gruesome the style around him is. Like, it's almost like if Bruce Lee lived long enough to be in an R-rated comic book movie or something like that. And to me, that's kind of the appeal of the movie, and it's a constant shock that the movie gives you that I just found consistently entertaining.
Yeah, like he's been forced to go over the edge, this classic Macho Man. He's now going into the brutality of the modern day.
What if when Bruce Lee punched you to teach you a lesson, your fucking whole head exploded, you know?
Yeah. and they do make a point to make him out to be like calm and collected when he has to be, of course, but also just like really cool, and they accent his body constantly. Like, there's not really a moment in this movie where he doesn't have his shirt on.
It's not even a thing I usually think about that much, because we watch so many movies of people who are obviously action stars and they're paid to do this kind of thing. But even in the interview, he said that they shot this, I think, over a period of 9 months. And he said that the director kept being like telling him that, like, you know, you're really lean and you're really athletic and agile and you can really do all of this stuff and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we're also making a movie, and you have to know that on some level, what's more important than even your hitting being correct is that your muscle definition shows.
Yeah,
so he said
sick.
that was kind of put into his head. And so he said that actually over the course of the production, in between takes, he was working out and getting bigger. And he said that it actually had a very funny, you know, effect on the movie, because they shot it in sequence. So over progress of the movie, he actually was getting more muscle mass and more muscle definition. And it actually is very funny. You could actually see it from the beginning to the ending of the movie.
Yeah.
That he is just like fucking, like, Riccio is fucking jacked.
Yeah. It's kind of wild the way that they use his body throughout the movie. I think it's awesome. I also read that he was a little bit nervous because he knew the manga and he knew that how how violent it was, and he was like nervous that the audiences wouldn't take to it, that people wouldn't come because it would be 18 up, and you know they wouldn't be able to get a lot of people in seats and all that. But he did say that even
well, today, yeah, because Jackie never made a movie like that, right? You could understand why he would be like a little bit like, you know, I want to be like those guys. I want to make a violent movie, but I don't, you know, I didn't realize I was making a fucking splatter movie. You know, it's a different movie.
It's different, right? It's not just a couple cuts under the eye or a black eye or something like that. We're grinding people to meat. You know, that's the kind of thing
it is
doing.
A level of gory slapstick mania that you would only ever see, that we've only talked about on this show with like the disgusting splatter cult movies, like something Brain like Dead. Evil Dead 2 or Brain Dead was the one I was thinking about even more, like Peter Jackson, like just the wet meaty gore that he uses to express all of this like internal pain and rage that he has at all of these strong characters abusing the weak, like the bad guys' bodies just become this gruesome canvas for him to fucking annihilate.
And I think what's funny too is that he said that when people come up to him, because this has become the most, you know, notorious movie for I think both the star and the director, but when people come up to him, it's kind of the violence that they constantly bring up apparently, which I think is very, very funny. It really has.
Well, you have to say that's the shock factor that gets at the rip. Like that's why I first heard about it. That's why most people first hear about it, because it's just designed the way it is. Gory movie.
It was smart. Yeah, because we've already discussed how kind of juvenile the plot is in the characters. So it's like, well, you have to make up for that in some interesting way. And how they do that is just by pummeling them to bloody bits. And it's fantastic. I love every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's so funny about the movie, too, is that it's such a character about like the character. He's so just and good, right. You know.